Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Williams reaches second base with a double. Geiger throws the ball into Schilling, who relays the ball to Malzone, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden misplays the ball. That's an error on Budden. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive towards first. Wertz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Schilling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Fisher moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fisher, and towards Hansen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Malzone reaches third base with a triple. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button strikes out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Adair reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog is walked intentionally. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing second base. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Jim Busby now playing center field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.